Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
The cough that won't go away. Somebody from 847 just sent in a text and said, Lisa, I've been dealing with that cough since the week of November 6th. It just won't quit. So what's the deal with that cough that everybody seems to have? We thought we'd reach out to our friends at Northwestern. Dr. Papadopoulos is in family medicine at Northwestern Medicine in Wheaton. So, Doc, if you test negative for COVID, RSV, everything, and yet you can't shake the cough, what is it? What is happening?
Well, it's still probably going to be a virus. There's over 200 viruses that can cause upper respiratory infections. One of the most common ones is rhinovirus, which we don't necessarily test for, during every upper respiratory infection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still probably going to be a virus, but always important to get tested for, the big ones like COVID and flu, depending on the time frame, of course.
Yeah. And even after, your COVID symptoms have disappeared or your, intense flu symptoms have disappeared, this cough can still linger on for how long?
Yeah, it's pretty unknown. I mean, I actually had a case myself that lasted 4 weeks back in September. So everyone's different. I mean, you can develop these post-viral coughs, bronchitis. Sometimes it's something as simple as post-nasal drip, where you're just congested and the dripping from your nose kind of irritates your throat, makes you have this chronic cough. So it's always important to follow up with your primary care doctor to get, checked out, especially if you have any wheezing, shortness of breath. If you ever cough up blood, then that's definitely an emergency. You got to go get checked out for that. But everyone's different, so I've been seeing this almost every day. I've had a few patients coming in every day now with these coughs that are just lingering for 2 to 4 weeks.
And when it's 2, 3, 4 weeks in, are you contagious? Are you spreading anything to someone else when you're coughing?
For the most part, you should not be. Of course, there are some viruses that can linger for weeks, but not very commonly. You shouldn't really be contagious after up to 10 days for most viruses. So generally by that point, it's unlikely that you're contagious. It's more likely to be a factor of, lung inflammation like bronchitis, post-nasal drip, throat irritation. If you have asthma underlying, then of course that can linger for a bit longer. And then it's just kind of having the doctor listen to your lungs to make sure you're not missing a pneumonia, of course, or an atypical pneumonia.
Right. Everybody's texting in saying, I've had it. I can't get rid of it. Somebody just said my 11-year-old daughter's had it for 4 weeks. And another said their doctor put them on prednisone after having the cough for months. It was lasting months. Is that to stop inflammation of the lungs?
Yeah, depending on what's heard on the lung exam, you can consider steroids in some cases. And I tell patients it won't typically resolve the cough, but it'll significantly improve the cough and probably improve your healing time, but that's not needed for every case. So again, it's more individualized, but steroids can be a part of the solution. Over-the-counter treatment, something as basic as Flonase, which is over-the-counter, can definitely help with the post-nasal drip. And then, making sure you're not missing something more basic like acid reflux or medications like lisinopril. That's an ACE inhibitor very commonly used for blood pressure that can cause a chronic cough. So quite a few other things can cause these chronic coughs. It's just making sure that you really narrowed it down.
It seems like a lot of people are on lisinopril. Is that how you pronounce it? A lot of people are on that these days. So that's interesting that could cause a chronic cough as well. And when you say chronic, it's going to last as long as people are on that prescription, which people are on it for the rest of their life, right?
Yeah, if you're on it, you'll probably notice it. I mean, some people can notice it within a few weeks or a few months after it, but that's definitely one of the things we look for if you come in with a chronic cough to make sure it's not just your lisinopril. We could always switch it if it is, but it's unlikely to be. I mean, it'd be a bit of a coincidence to happen right after you had a viral upper respiratory infection, but still something to take into account.
And as a doctor, does the type of cough tell you the cause? Like, is there a different cough with the flu versus COVID versus this chronic cough, depending on how deep it is and whether it's producing mucus or not?
It can be, yeah. I do tell patients that just because you're producing mucus, that does not mean it's bacterial, of course. And even if it's green or yellow, that doesn't mean it's bacterial. I mean, that means there's probably is a little bit of bacteria, but naturally we do have bacteria throughout. But, you know, if it's a very deep cough, of course you've got to consider pertussis, which isn't very common. If it's a dry cough, then again, that could be, you know, something related to medication or acid reflux. If you're producing a lot of mucus, and then we listen to your lungs and you have, you know, different sounds that might be concerning for pneumonia, that's when you can always consider an X-ray to make sure it's not an underlying pneumonia.
And Dr. Papadopoulos, go ahead. Sorry.
It can definitely lead us to different kinds of options depending on the cough type and what else is going on.
So how many weeks before you go see a doctor? Let's say you're testing negative on everything and you're still coughing after 3 weeks or 4 weeks. At what point do you say, I need to go see my family medicine doctor?
Well, if it seems to be getting worse, I would go see your family medicine doc. You know, there are some cough suppressant medications we use that are pretty benign, but they can help just mainly with the cough. Definitely if you're feeling any shortness of breath, or if that's chest pain, shortness of breath, blood in the cough, that's more of an emergency. You should go to the ER for that. If you have asthma, definitely something you should probably be seen relatively soon for regarding the cough, you know, to make sure it's not an asthma exacerbation. But generally, there's not really a good answer. If somebody has a cough that's really affecting them, you know, causing them trouble to sleep or, you know, affecting their daily life, then something they can just come in for whenever to get checked out. And usually there's something we can try and offer to at least reduce the symptoms.
Right. So you said the causes, again, would be post-nasal drip, perhaps a prescription you're on. You had a virus of some form, and it just is taking longer than normal. Are we more aware now, doctor, of people coughing, like, or is the number always been the same and we just weren't so concerned about it?
No, I think the number is definitely worse this year. I've talked to some of my colleagues, and we're all seeing a significant uptick since last year with this lingering cough. There's more RSV this year as well. I've seen a bit more flu. COVID, you know, is always there. But it definitely seems to be a worse viral season.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us and answering a barrage of questions. We appreciate it. And your cough lasted for how long? 4 weeks?
4 to 5 weeks, yep.
Oh, gosh. All right. Be well. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.